Country Z100. It is Joe Nichols. And yeah, 8:34. Good morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show with you this morning. And as always, here on the show, whenever the Bachelor or Bachelorette fires up, I check in my man card and I watch the thing with my wife. I usually laugh through the majority of it. And we make observations and we report back to you here on Tuesday morning. So I'm joined on the phone line right now by my beautiful wife. Nurse Joy is with me. Joy, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Let me ask you this. How about we start with Heather last night, who says she was in a relationship for 8 months. 8 months and never kissed a guy.
I kept going out with him and they're like, just kiss him or just do that. Like, just do it. You know, like everyone else does. Like,
yeah.
It's very normal.
Yeah.
I lasted 8 months.
Yeah.
Longer than I wanted to, longer than I should have, I think.
So through those 8 months, he didn't try to kick it once?
No, we talked, like we were very open. I think he just knew the entire time. It just wasn't there.
I don't even know. Good self-control, I guess.
She was like saying, okay, I'm not going to kiss a dude until I know for sure he's the one. But last night, seems like things went good for she and Colton.
It was a very good day, and she's officially been kissed.
I'll just say this. I don't think she's the one.
I don't either. I think she's sweet, but I don't think she's for Colton.
So we're going to get to that in just a second. The first group date, there was a little bit of drama before the group date because I guess Elise didn't like the fact she couldn't handle the pressure that Colton, you know, is going to be kissing other girls. She just said, I'm out of here.
Yep, she couldn't hang. She was like, this is it. Can't do it. Sorry, gotta go.
So Elise is out of there. She says, I can't handle the pressure. The girls go on a group date in the jungle. This looks terrible to me for a date.
Yeah, definitely not my ideal date. I think Colton was more scared of the jungle than the girls were.
Well, I mean, it shows them out there. They've got some kind of guide there in Thailand to take them around the jungle and show them the sights. But, I mean, at one point, there's a girl yanking out an eel from a tree stump. The beauty queen from Alabama was eating grub worms or something like that. And I thought, my goodness, this is crazy.
Yeah, definitely not for me. Not my ideal date at all.
On that one right there, in the jungle, it was it Hannah who got the rose?
It was, yep. The beauty queen got the rose.
But then, the highlight of the show, your prophecy is coming true, Joy, because I think it is clearly evident that Cassie and her one-on-one date was a winner.
Woohoo! Yes. I was so excited. I was like, yes! He is really feeling Cassie. I think that's all he's thinking about right now, to be honest.
Yeah, it seems that way. They went to an island, just their own private little island. When I say an island, I mean like a little sandbar out in the middle of the ocean. And basically the whole time they were just kissing and frolicking in the water.
Yep. Looked like a really good time.
You know, I mean, and that is pretty realistic for a first date. I'm going to take you to a private island just off the coast of Thailand, and we'll just hang out there. That's how normal first dates go, isn't it, Joy?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I think just between me and you, they need to have a bachelor where it's like the real deal. Like, all right, we're going to go grocery shopping together and see how we do at the checkout. We're going to go to the Mexican restaurant and eat a whole bunch of refried beans, and then we're going to see what happens later, and if I still like you, then we can continue on. There's a lot of things I would throw in the mix right there, but for Cassie, I think that she is golden. Do you think she's going to go all the way still?
She's going all the way.
Let's face it, it seems natural.
Yes, they're very comfortable around each other, and she just seems normal, unlike many of the girls.
Well, there you go. It is the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, ABC's The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Colton Underwood, our bachelor this year. So, hey, Joy, why don't you say we get some pad thai later? You want to do that?
That would be wonderful.
I'm thinking so, in honor of that episode last night. It is The Bachelor, and as always, Nurse Joy, Thank you so much, and I love you, babe.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.